facilities and can and deal with our own contamination, and we do have this fund. I just don't know what the justification would be for removing these projects with respect to the ones on the North Slope. These are really a mess. It's been dragging on for more than a decade of trying to get it cleaned up. We've been moving ahead in an orderly way to address it, and I would just think that it would make sense to keep going with that effort, and I don't know what is the justification for making this proposal, or why would we not want to spend these dollars in this manner? It seems like all these things are justified.
Madam Chairman, I don't necessarily disagree that we need to address these things. The state of Alaska for years addressed these things with general fund until the 470 fund became a more convenient and easier route of funding for them. If they're pressing needs, I think we should reevaluate them, see where they fall out on the priority list for general fund purposes.
Representative Navarre.
Sure. You know, the way that we funded these was through the 470 fund. It's just that we capitalized the 470 fund with general fund dollars at the time. The part of the oil spill plan and the bill that passed that provided the nickel barrel was to provide a response fund for oil spills. Part of it, though, was to find a way to capitalize the fund, recognizing that we had a number of contaminated sites around the state that we were going to be responsible for cleaning up. So there, it's a complete legitimate use of the 470 funds, and I would, I guess, speak against the amendment because I think that it's, regardless of how you capitalize the 470 fund, and a nickel barrel is being used currently, they're good projects.
Yes, Representative Martin.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Going back to this major complex for the state, I know there are probably big underground tanks there as well as two river air tanks because that's where everybody's South Central Alaska is fueling up out besides doing the maintenance. And if we're using money for 470s for the private industry's tanks, then I think it's just as important for the state to clean up its mess. I realize that you've been really doing an adequate job and a needed job to protect the 470 funds and making sure they're used for legitimate reasons. But in this particular case, I know that area, and I don't know what they've done or what they intend to do, but it does need cleaning up.
Well, you're right, we are doing private tanks, but not out of the 470 fund. That funding was provided out of mitigation, which in fact was general fund.
Same
you know, way. And they're a good example, the Kodiak Airport contamination from painting activities, yet we run to the 470 fund to clean up something that we've done at one of our state maintenance shops.
Okay, any further discussions? Was there an objection to Amendment 21?
I'll object.
Okay, there is an objection.
Call the committee.
Oh, excuse me, I'm reading a note. Okay, clerk, would you please take roll?
Yes.
Representative Brown.
No.
Representative Foster.
No.
Representative Kuzenberg.
No.
Representative Hanley.
Yes.
Representative Hoffman.
No.
Representative Martin.
Reluctantly, no.
Representative Navarre. Representative Parnell.
No.
Representative Larson.
Yes.
Representative McClain.
Yes.
Four yay, six nay.
So, Amendment 21 has failed. Okay. We have two items that are being held over. One is by Amendment number 8 for reconsideration, and Amendment number 7, Amendment 7 and 8 are being held open until tomorrow morning, and this will conclude our. Pardon? Okay. Wait. This will conclude our amendments. As of today, we plan on moving the bill out after we review the discretionary to see if our amounts are correct. And before you leave, please take a packet of the House Finance bill with the discretionary amounts and review it, and please bring it back to the office tonight at 7. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Madam Chairman.
Chairman Larson.
Yes, it would be my intent, and I'd like everyone to consider it over the evening here, to go back and rescind our earlier action, or make a motion to, in regards to the museum, but at a reduced level. And I have to go over that, and I'll work it out, and I'd like to have the opportunity to make that motion in the morning. And then also I'd like to announce that the conference committee tomorrow is going to be scheduled at 2 o'clock, starting with Commerce, and then going to either administration or DOT. We haven't worked out the order yet, but hopefully those three and maybe another agency or two can be accomplished. And also then for the Finance Committee, we're meeting tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Once again, the priority is the capital budget, but we also hope to direct some attention then to House Bill 264, the Fishery Resource Landing Tax, in which we said we wanted to spend at least a half hour to conclude a teleconference in regards to that. So, thank you, Madam Chairman.
And could I ask a question about the rest of the day tomorrow, if we know? I presume we'll go to session at 10, and then do you envision that the Finance Committee will stand by so that we can...
Yes. We are going to be addressing House Bills 124 and 125, the capital match bills, tomorrow.
And I would suspect, too, that we probably will meet for an hour to 2 hours on Sunday.
Do you know what time that would be?
No, we can discuss that tomorrow.
So tomorrow morning is finance at 9 a.m., and this will conclude our meeting.
Where do we get this?
Right here, you do.